Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I'm pretty sure that this is a scam, and that this isn't real, so I wonder what you have to say about that. Yeah, but this isn't real, though. You're not working for the conference. I'm pretty sure about that.
I didn't say so. Who said so?
The conference organizers.
I mean, who told you that we are, like, affiliated with the conference?
Well, but you're phoning to get reservations to put me in a hotel for this conference.
For these dates, that you'll be needing a room for it.
Yes.
Yes, as I told you, well, just listen. I told you that I can get you your hotel booking without making any payment until you get your confirmations. And I will not make you reveal any kind of information, neither the credit card nor like any kind of information. Personal information, you'll be charging yourself online from Click and Pay or PayPal.
Mm-hmm.
So if you would like to go through the process, believe me, I can like...
Who do you actually work for?
It is a travel agency. It's called Business Travel Management. You can like Google it. It's so fit.
But we have Googled it and it says it's a scam.
What did you use to Google?
A computer.
I know a browser in a computer.
I mean, I don't know, there's no real point in you continuing this conversation with me or anybody else on the conference list. The conference list was published online, and you seem to have contacted those people.
Believe me, some of the speakers, they don't give, like, about what the conference says, because they know, like, they get more flexibility and more varieties with us. So, most of them, they have dealt with us before, and they, like to do it from our end, so...
But you want me to go online and fill in your form, don't you?
I didn't... I told you that you will not be filling any credit card information. I told you that before.
Right, but you'd want me to go to a specific website, right?
No, not a specific website. It's a form. You'll be receiving it in your inbox.
Yeah. I've received that form.
Yeah, I know. But I can see it right here.
The people... Yes.
The people can say whatever they want to say, so
nobody,
as a travel agency, you can use it, or you just, you know.
But who asked you to do this? Who asked, what?
It's my job to do it.
No, but did the conference contact you?
The conference didn't contact us. Not all of the conference who usually use a travel agency.
But who has instructed you to book hotels, and why are you contacting me about it?
Well, you will be needing a hotel.
But who told you I would need a hotel?
I believe it is my computer. I also use Google, so yeah, it's fair enough.
So you've searched to find out people that need hotels for conferences. I see.
Uh-huh.
Okay, see.
Yeah. Is it, like, illegal to do that at this day?
No, I mean, it's
I
rather...
I mean, today, is it illegal?
It's rather...
It's not a crowd, it's not a scam.
But you see how it's so scam. It so sounds like a scam.
It might be sounding. Yeah. Okay. This is where we would not be like having us.
You see, I have to go. Where are you located? I mean, I'm seeing the code on the phone, 902032. Are you in the U.S.?
We have an office, a call center in U.S.
But where are you right now?
In U.S.?
No, just where are you? Where are you right now? What country are you in?
Business travel management, the reservations department.
You see, it's strange. If it's not a scam, you shouldn't really feel shy to tell me where you're physically located. You know, if it's not a scam, the fact that you won't tell me makes it really sound like you're scared of...
Have you dealt with Expedia before?
I have, yes.
I want you to call the customer service and ask him where you are located. And then you can get back to me and it will be my pleasure to assist you, doctor.
So you think that they won't tell me where they're located?
They will not tell you unless you ask it, because their policy requires them to tell you if you ask them, but it also requires them to not to tell you if you didn't ask about it.
But I've just asked you, and you won't tell me where you are.
I'm not required to do so.
You're not required to do so, okay? But it's why would I get? Why would I work? Have any business with you? I have no.
We might be having like a better deal. So you can like take advantage of it without like the background of it, and you can like just escape it.
Well, you know, I contacted the conference organizers in the email list, and now it's been sent out a warning that nobody should talk to anybody that phones up and says they're doing this. So you should just stop with this particular conference and all my colleagues. And they've cancelled their, and those that did fill in the form have cancelled their credit cards. So, if you are for real, which I highly doubt, I think you really need to change your approach, because everybody is pretty sure it's a scam. And if you are scamming, then, you know, it's a pretty smart way of doing it, of trawling the internet, trying to find conferences. But come on, do something legal. Do something legal. So I'm going to hang up now, because I've got some work to do.
All right. Thank you so much for your time.
No,
have a great day.
Yeah, you too. All right. Bye-bye.